Welcome to A Fearless Marriage, your source for the latest tips and advice to build a happy, successful marriage. I am Leslie Dorries, and I'm your host. Today, we're going to be starting a new series, 10 Resolutions to Make Your Marriage Better This Year. I'm doing this series as a way to support you in your efforts to improve your marriage. Each January, people make a list of things they want to change in their upcoming year. Their resolutions. What they often don't have is a plan to make these changes happen. That's where this series comes in. Each month, we'll take one resolution, break it down, and come up with a plan to put it into action, so that by the end of the year, you'll have experienced the positive change in your marriage that you desire. The first, and I believe the most important resolution to embrace, is be kind. Kindness is the act of being kind. Kind is being of a sympathetic or helpful nature. So think about the times in your life when maybe somebody was kind to you. They held the door open as you came up behind them, or maybe they just opened the door for you because they saw you loaded down with packages or things in your arms that you couldn't open the door yourself. Or maybe you've been sitting at an intersection or trying to merge onto a crowded road and somebody lets you into traffic. Or maybe you were walking down the street or down the hallway at your office and somebody smiled at you. It probably left you with a warm, good feeling. That was the point of the whole random acts of kindness movement that was going on a few years back. It was trying to make the world a better place by doing nice things for each other. Unfortunately, there is a saying that familiarity breeds contempt, and nothing brings about more familiarity than marriage. You're living with somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, year after year after year. This familiarity can have a detrimental effect on kindness. Several years ago, I'm going to be dating myself here because I believe it was in the late 1980s, there was a big public service announcement push on how words can impact children. The purpose of this campaign was to get parents to move from a focus on the person, their child, to the behavior that their child was doing. The point was to eliminate making their child feel bad by saying, "You're stupid," or "You're lazy," or "You're no good." Those kinds of words are very, very hurtful. And the purpose was to get parents instead to focus on the behaviors. "I don't like that you didn't study for the test," or "It's not a good thing that you hit your sister." It was separating the person from the behavior. Sitting in my office day after day, I have begun to think that there should be one of those public service announcement campaigns for spouses. Because couples will say things to their spouse that they wouldn't say to another person. The name-calling, personal insults, mockery, sarcasm, and eye-rolling that are part of many marriages are the things that characterize the contempt that John Gottman, a leading researcher in the marriage field, includes as one of his four horsemen of the marital apocalypse. Cutting and hurtful words, harsh tones, and dismissive gestures are all things that damage marriages. The reason that you want to resolve to be kind in your marriage is because it can make a big difference. Even marriages that have been damaged by anger, negativity, and hurtful behavior can be rescued by kindness. The research shows that in poor relationships, there is a one-to-one ratio of positive interactions to negative interactions. But in good relationships, the relationship changes. It becomes 5 positive interactions to 1 negative. And being kind can create that real and lasting shift. The difficulty is that this shift really does need to be sustained. Several years back, I had a couple come to me, and their presenting issue was that she had had an affair. And she was really not sure she wanted to continue in the marriage. And the husband was completely blindsided by all of this. And as we talked more about what had happened, it had come out that about 2 years before, she had been diagnosed with cancer. And during that time, her husband was wonderful. He was attentive. He went to every appointment with her. He took her to every chemo treatment and came home and made sure that she was fine and that she had anything that she needed. Unfortunately, almost as soon as she was declared cancer-free, all of that wonderful, attentive, kind behavior stopped. So when you show that you can be kind and then you stop, it's almost more damaging to the relationship than if it had never happened at all. Now, I'm not saying that adultery was the way that this young woman should have handled it, but I can certainly understand how she was so hurt by this complete change in her partner's behavior. So one way to avoid this is to kind of think of your relationship like it's a bank account, a love bank, as a colleague of mine, Dr. Willard Harley, suggests. And like any bank account, you want to have as high of a balance as you can have. And being unkind to your partner is like making a withdrawal from that love bank. Kind acts are equivalent to making deposits. The real deal, though, is a marriage is in trouble long before that balance hits zero. Now, you may be asking why you should be kind to your partner if your partner isn't kind to you. And that's a really good question and may be a very real challenge for you. But a blogger that I follow, Danielle Omer, put it this way. Every person is the right person for receiving compassion and understanding. And really, being kind delivers a big bang for the buck relationship-wise. The bigger the kindness, the greater the payoff. There are two ways that kindness can change the dynamic in your marriage. First, maybe you're one of those people who isn't ready to be kind. The first thing you can do is to stop being unkind. Don't call your partner names or be insulting. Stop dismissing their opinions or their feelings. Don't correct them when it isn't necessary. My dad was an engineer, made him very logical, very precise, very detail-oriented. And when he and my mom might be out at a party or visiting with their friends, and she'd start to tell a story, and she'd say something like, oh, it was a quarter of an inch, or it was a mile away. And my father, the ever-precise engineer, would step in and correct her and say, well, no, actually, it was 5/8 of an inch, or it was actually 3.2 miles away. It would drive my mother crazy, and it actually made her feel very, very small. So unless you're giving somebody directions and say, yes, you have to turn right on this at this intersection, unless it's like that, it doesn't really matter whether an event happened on Sunday or Tuesday or whether it happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 8 o'clock in the evening. What you want to do is just don't correct your partner unless for some reason you absolutely have to. It makes them look bad in front of whoever else is present. The second way that you can use kindness is to actually increase the amount of kindness that's in your relationship. You can start small and then build. So the first thing is to do things that don't require any extra effort. Take their plate away from the table when you take yours. Ask if they want anything from the kitchen or upstairs or wherever it is you're going when you go to get yourself something. Smile and nod when your partner is talking to you. Pick up something at the store just for them when you're doing your shopping. These are all activities that you're doing anyway, and so just adding a little bit extra for your partner shouldn't take that much energy. Then you could move on to things that are slightly bigger. Fold their laundry for them, or help them unload the groceries. Run by the pharmacy and pick up their prescription. Do a chore that they would normally do. Or even put their favorite meal on the weekly dinner menu. All of these things, again, are just letting your partner know that you're thinking about them and that you care. Another act that you could do that involve more thought and effort include making a specific request instead of offering criticism. Would you please wipe down the counters after you finish loading the dishwasher? Not, you sure do a lousy job cleaning up around here. Don't be the cause of their worry. Call if you're going to be late. Make sure you let them know where you're going. Turn the light or TV down or go to another room if your spouse is trying to sleep. Honor a request that they've been making, whether it's to pick up your shoes or put the toilet seat down. That last one was an issue in my marriage when we first got together. My husband is the younger of two sons and grew up in a family with his dad and a good Southern mom who used to do everything for them. So he really didn't think much about it. I grew up in a family, there were three girls, my mom and my dad, and the three girls, we all had our own bathroom, so the toilet seat was never up in our bathroom. But when my husband and I first got together, there were several occasions when I would go into the bathroom in the middle of the night and end up sitting on the porcelain part of the toilet. And if you've ever done that and you don't expect it, it's hard and it's cold and it hurts. So I made the request of my husband if he would please put the toilet seat down. And so from pretty early on in our marriage, he did. And we actually sort of have a joke now that when he goes off on a business trip, the first thing he does is go into the once he's in his hotel room, he goes into that bathroom and he flings up the toilet seat. And so as soon as I talk to him that night after he's gotten in, I ask, is the toilet seat up? And then we both just laugh. It's a small thing, and we've been able to make a joke about it, but it really made a big difference in our relationship. Finally, the biggest acts of kindness are the ones that involve some discomfort for you. Getting up with the dog or the child in the middle of the night and letting your spouse sleep. Happily engaging in an activity or going to an event with your spouse that you previously have avoided. Please note the emphasis on the word happily. It doesn't count if you go and you sulk. That doesn't make it a kindness. Hosting their friends or family for a visit. This might be a big one for you, especially if you don't particularly care for their family or their friends. I had a friend of mine who travels a lot, and she was on a business trip not very long ago, and unfortunately, she got sick while she was there. She had a really bad cold. And so when she got home, she was tired, she was jet-lagged, and all she wanted to do was go to bed. But she knew that she was probably going to be snoring. So when she got ready for bed, she grabbed all her stuff and she was starting to head into the spare room. And her husband said, hey, wait a minute, where are you going? And she kindly explained to him that she said, you know, honey, I'm not feeling well, and I probably am not going to sleep real well, and I'm probably going to snore, and I don't want to disturb you, so I'm going off to the other room. And he said, but don't you want to sleep in your own bed? And she said, oh, I would love to sleep in my own bed. And so he said, okay, come on back here. And he crawled into bed next to her, and they both went to sleep. And the next morning, when she got up, she asked him, how did he sleep? And he just kind of looked at her, and even though he hadn't had a good night's sleep, he just said he slept really well. So it wasn't that he was lying to her. It's just that it was more important for him, for her to get a good night's sleep, than it was for him to be disturbed a little bit by her snoring. Those are the big acts of kindness that can have really big payoffs. Now, for this couple, they actually do have a really good relationship, and you'll probably hear a little bit more about them as we go through the series. But they do these things intentionally. They make choices about being kind to each other. So let's get you started on a plan to increase the kindness in your marriage. Take a moment right now and rate yourself on how kind you are in your marriage at the present time. then make a list of the ways you can be kinder to your spouse. Pick one activity you can commit to doing every day for a week. Choose a different one for each week of the month, so that's going to give you 4 activities in all for this month. Make a plan of what you're going to do and how you're planning on doing it. Then at the end of each day, rate yourself to see how you did. Now, remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. This is going to take a little bit of time, especially if you're out of practice. But note what your challenges were, and then figure out how you need to adjust accordingly. Let me know how it's going, because I'd really love to hear your success stories or help you with the challenges you might be facing. Just go ahead and click on the link below and share your experiences. I want to thank you so much for joining me today and letting me help you get your year off to a great start. If you think someone you know could benefit from this information, please send them a link or share it on your social networking sites. Until next time, I'm Leslie Dorries, helping you to resolve to have a fearless marriage.